This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number three of the program, Optimism Tuesday edition, game day edition as well, since he gets set to take on Texas Tech tonight at 7 o'clock from Madison Square Garden on ESPN. Excited about it. Adam's at a 10.
Big game in the garden.
What is what's your excitement level, Chris?
Solid 8.
Solid 8.
Yeah, if it was a ranked team or a big SEC game, you know. I'm not saying this game doesn't matter, but in the grand scheme, yeah, it's not.
It'd be good for the resume at the end of the year.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Those non-conference games. People make a big deal out of them, sometimes too much so.
I guess I'm still waiting for this team to kind of find their identity in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I feel like Fulkerson, we're still kind of easing him back into the role. Obviously, Josiah Jordan James back last game. I thought he played pretty well. Does he get the start tonight? What's the deal with Victor Bailey? And then Brandon Huntley Hatfield. If he can continue to develop, I think this team has a chance to be pretty special. Again, it's just nice to have a guy in Kennedy Chandler where, you know, if you're in a drought or it's crunch time and you just need a bucket, I feel like he's a guy who can get it to the rack, get fouled, or at least find someone on the way there for an open look.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember the last time we had a guy quite like that. You know, Lofton could get his shot anywhere, but it seems like it just comes really easy for Kennedy Chandler. He's just so smooth. Special player. But I'm excited about the game. I mean, this time of year is one of my favorites because you get a game, you know, every 3-4 days, and I really like that. I like how quick the games come. And it's nice, obviously, to have a good team, highly ranked team. Speaking of highly ranked teams, you see the Lady Vols are up to 9th.
Yeah, just keep finding ways to win.
Keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
Without Renia Davis.
It's pretty good.
I'm kind of mad about the latest rankings.
Which ones?
The men's.
Why?
Well, BYU was ranked 12th, one spot ahead of us. They mm-hmm. lost. Bad loss. I forgot who it was to, but non-ranked, non-Power 5 team. We don't move up any.
Are you saying we're getting the shaft here?
A little bit. I mean, we didn't move up after the team in front of us lost. Gonzaga, they are 0-2 in games against teams that are worth a crap. What do? They put them at 5, keep them right there where they can sneak them into a 1 seed come tournament time
because
they're probably not going to lose again the rest of the season. Bama jumping up 8 spots or whatever it was pretty absurd. Considering
7 in both polls, yep.
I mean, I just feel like we got the shaft a little bit this week. I feel like we could have moved up a spot or two.
Yeah, I mean, it is weird, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. Great win against Gonzaga, but Alabama lost to Iona. We lost to Villanova, I think.
Right.
You know, we creamed North Carolina. Seems like we're not getting it's like we're getting punished for a better loss than other teams while also not getting credit for – and I realize, like, Colorado's not amazing. North Carolina's not amazing. But those were two – quality wins. You won by double digits each time. You had one bad game against Villanova. And I'm kind of with it. I mean, I'm not thinking we'll get the shaft. I mean, this will all work its way out, but it is kind of frustrating.
Yeah, it's the basketball poll is always weird because depending on what happens within
I feel
the,
like nothing's really going to plan so far this year.
Within the week.
Yeah.
What happens within the week where you mm-hmm. win or lose can sometimes really set up how you move around within that week, and then sometimes it kind of doesn't even out for a while. I mean, obviously, the more games you play, then it'll get better and better and a little more accurate. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because, I mean, even if the mm-hmm. polls did matter, they would they would shake out by the end of the year.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons I'm so excited about tonight's game is you're the primetime game on ESPN. A lot of voters are probably going to see Tennessee tonight for the first time. And if they can, you know, perform the way they're capable of, that'll probably be worth some votes throughout the course of the season, moving up a little bit higher. Again, I'm not going to panic if we don't play well and lose tonight, but if you put on a show, you know, in the Garden, national TV, Jimmy V Classic, I think it could earn you some respect.
Well, we want to get your thoughts. We're going to go to the G3 Help Me Hotlines. If you or a loved one's been injured in an accident, the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III can help you get the compensation you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit g3helpme.com or call them at 865-401-8214. Again, that's 865-401-8214 to get help now. Or go online to the g3helpme.com website. It's g3helpme.com. Proud sponsor of the G3 Help Me Hotlines. Our number to weigh in on the show is 865-546-8200. That's 865-546-8200. Up first today, talk a little hoops. We got Philly on the horn. What's up, Phil? You're on 3 and Out.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Philly. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's pretty cool. David moving up and Tom Brady fan answering the phones now. Pretty cool.
Yeah, this last hour is going to be amazing.
Oh, gosh. We're talking hoops this morning. SEC looks pretty tough to me this year.
It sure does. When Bama dropped that game to Iona, I thought, okay, maybe they were a little bit overrated. They're not quite as good as people thought. And then they, you know, beat Gonzaga. So now, it seems like every time so far this season outside of Purdue, once we think we've got a team kind of figured out, they drop one or two that we didn't expect. The SEC looks really good. And I think right now you could argue, you know, we're one of the premier conferences in college basketball. And that's been a, you know, directive of the conference for a few years. Really once Sankey got here, and it's paying dividends.
Yeah, and it's going to be a dogfight for whoever wins the regular conference title.
Who's your favorite right now, Philly? Who do you think's the best? I haven't watched – I'm trying to think of – I think I watched a Vandy game. I have not seen Alabama play yet. I didn't watch that Gonzaga game. Are we in the mix, or do you like Bama or Arkansas, or what are you thinking?
I think we're in the mix. Right now, I'd say Alabama's playing better than anybody in the SEC. Kentucky hadn't beat anybody any good yet.
Right.
And Alabama has beaten Gonzaga. But, you know, you look at Gonzaga – since they blew out UCLA, I'm getting less impressed with them every time I watch them.
Yeah, I mean, since that, they've kind of just went on a, I don't want to call it a skid, but what have they lost two straight now? And then didn't they look bad in a win recently too? Haven't they put like three bad performances in a row out there?
Well, something like that. They didn't look too hot against Alabama. They don't play no defense at all.
They only beat Tarleton. Yeah. By 9.
Tarleton, that's the game. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
And you look at Tennessee, what I like about Tennessee is they got a lot of improvement to do, and they're not a finished product like usually Rick Barnes has in December.
Right.
And hopefully by the time we get to the tournament, that's when we'll be rocking and rolling, which is complete 180 what we usually are.
Yeah, I mean, I know we all look back on that Grant and Admiral year where you beat Gonzaga early in the season. And I don't want to say that team kind of faded towards the end, but you're right. I do think this is a team that has the potential to get a lot better and really be kind of hitting the stride, you know, come March. And that's exciting. Because I don't think we've even scratched the potential of this team for a variety of reasons. You know, we're working guys back from injury. We're mixing with lineups a little bit. I think once conference play starts and we settle into a little bit more of a groove as far as the rotation – I think this team has a chance to be really, really good.
It looks to me like if Rick Barnes is smart, which I question sometimes, he's going to have to give Hatfield Plavich his minutes, and he's going to have to give Powell Victor Bailey's minutes. That's what it looks like to me.
I'm surprised Powell hasn't eaten more into Bailey's minutes. Now, I know he had the flu last week, and that kind of kept him out of a game, and they trying to ease him back, but at this point, I think it has to be Powell over Bailey if you're not going to start Josiah.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad they got Josiah back. He looked pretty good.
I thought he did too.
And I thought he was going to, you know, be out 6 weeks or whatever for look they were talking about.
That's really good to have him.
Was that the initial timeline? Were they saying?
Well, he went to the doctor, and then the doctors, I guess, let him play. It's not as bad as everybody thought it was. It's a hand injury, isn't it?
Yeah, a ligament on his middle finger, I think. Yeah.
Well, it's got to be painful. And you look at our football recruiting, I hope we finish strong. It looks good on paper, but we got to close the deal.
Yeah, I think there's who is it this morning? Is it Justin Williams this morning, the running back? He's committing, I think, at 10 Eastern. Caleb Webb, the wide receiver who decommitted from ECU, he's down to Tennessee, Michigan, and Oklahoma? Maybe not Oklahoma. But, yeah, I think and the coaches are tweeting about, you know, kind of the veiled tweets of excitement. But it seems like, you know, Tennessee's making a little progress as we near, gosh, what are we, a week from tomorrow for the early signing period. Yeah.
If they get that JUCO defensive tackle, then I'll get excited.
Jeffrey Mba?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good one. Well, and it was interesting. A&M flipped a 5-star defensive tackle from Oklahoma yesterday. I don't know if that helps with Nolan or hurts, but he was on his visit this weekend, so that would obviously be a nice late flip if you can keep the Powell State champion at home.
Yeah, it would. What is the infatuation of A&M anyway? I mean, they went, 8-4?
8-4, yep.
I guess got a lot of money down there, I guess.
Oil money.
Had that one special night against Alabama. Everybody watched it.
Louisville was the other in the top Louisville. Three for Webb. Louisville, yeah.
And you see where Tyon Evans is going to Louisville. Is he
closer to home.
Well, the direct flight maybe or something. I don't know. He said it wasn't grades. That's usually what people say when it's grades. So,
you know. It was definitely grades.
Well, he went to the perfect place if it ain't grades, Louisville. Yep. That's one of the, you know, they know how to do it down there.
Lots of experience at Louisville, mm-hmm. making sure.
All kind of sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, y'all hang in there.
You too, Philly. Appreciate the phone call. Who's? It's not still old buddy at Louisville, is it? Who's their head coach?
Scott Satterfield.
That's right. Okay.
Here's your net rankings for the SEC. You are talking about who's going to win the SEC in this tough league. LSU's at 2.
In the league or in the nation?
In the nation.
Really?
Yep.
God.
They're 2 in the
I'm
nation.
I'm so sick
one
of them.
In the league. Tennessee's actually 2nd in the conference, 11th in the country. Then Alabama's 15th, Auburn 16, Florida 22, Kentucky 39, Arkansas 44, Mississippi State 49. A&M Vanderbilt are inside the top 100. Then South Carolina Ole Miss are in the 120s, Georgia's 208, and Missouri's 278.
Missouri's what?
278.
278th.
Yeah. The stat was like they're the worst Power 5 team in the net or something like that. The lowest among high major conference teams.
So beyond Power 5?
Well, that's like high major basketball, whatever, however you classify that.
Worst?
The worst team.
Missouri,
yeah.
And
KenPom, SEC teams, you got Alabama at 9, Tennessee at 10. I might miss one, but Auburn's at 15, LSU 16, Kentucky 17.
Okay.
Just for reference, Texas Tech tonight, they are 19. Mentioned that earlier in the show, too. Then you got Arkansas at 24, Florida at 27. There's a big drop.
When were these updated? Do you know?
Usually each night.
So all these numbers are taking into account that Florida lost?
The KenPom definitely did. Yeah, it's got their loss from last night.
That's a shame.
I mean, they lost by 15.
Yeah,
at home.
They were down big at halftime, weren't they, Hickman?
To a team that was 0-7.
0-7.
Now, I will say, here's the 7 teams that Texas Southern has played. Oregon, St. Mary's, Washington, Air Force, NC State, BYU, and Louisiana Tech. Air Force 254, Washington 147. Poof. The other five teams are all in the top 100, and you know a couple of those are in the top 50. So, I mean, some pretty good teams, but still, like 0-7. Florida just welcomed them in and lost by 15. Scored 50.
Probably paid
them
a bunch for that game too. You know,
they usually make the tournament, don't they?
Who? Texas Southern?
I believe they do.
I have no idea.
I'd have to check that. I'm not really up to my haven't been keeping tabs on Texas Southern lately. That's on me.
Come back with more Hour 3. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Welcome back to 3 and Out. Texas Southern won a game in last year's NCAA tournament. Hickman, good pull.
Was it a first four game?
Yeah.
Had to be, right?
Yeah, and then they did play Michigan pretty close last year for a half, I believe.
They lost to Michigan 82-66. They won their first four game against Mount St. Mary's 60-52.
I did not realize Johnny Jones was their coach. I liked LSU a lot more when he was there.
They also won a first four game in 2018. And they lost in the first round of the tournament in 2017 to North Carolina, to Arizona in 2015. They lost a first four game in 2014. So, yeah, they've had five tournament appearances since 2014. Pretty good. Pretty good program. Second most NCAA tournament appearances in their conference.
Wow. I can't believe it's taken me this long, but happy anniversary, guys.
Come again?
Happy anniversary. 9 years ago today, Butch Jones hired. Been 9 years since we welcomed Butch. Lyle Allen Jones.
9 years. Wow.
But it doesn't stop there, because 4 years ago today,
mm-hmm.
Jeremy Pruitt. Hired.
We hired them on the same day?
Well, yes, but it was 5 years apart.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, so.
December 7th?
December 7th.
That's Pearl Harbor Day, too, right?
Yes, today is, yes. Mm-hmm. December 7th, 2021, a date which will probably be forgotten by most because we are not in the coaching mayhem of college football right now. It's nice, right?
It is.
So, Oregon's open. Virginia's still open. Notre Dame got there, man. Are those the two big ones now? Is it just those two? And then if Oregon steals somebody, that opens up? Like,
yeah.
If Harsin goes to Oregon and Auburn opens up, this, it may already be. It really might not matter. But this will have to be the craziest single year of coaching searches in the history of coaching searches.
I think it
just carousel
maybe
wise.
Already is.
That's what I'm saying. It may not matter, but
right, yeah, that
would just be the coaching carousel getting drunk if Harsin decides to
leave.
A little bit
of it fizzled out with Venables to Oklahoma because that's boring to me.
Yeah, because they didn't steal a head
Freeman
coach
getting promoted at Notre Dame.
Yeah, it did kind of rob us of some even more chaos.
Yeah, there's nothing really happened there. Somebody tweeted like. Listen to Tommy Rees, how fired up is this speech to his players about staying at Notre Dame. It was like the most boring 2 minutes ever. It was just like, guys, I wanted you to hear it from me that
I'm staying.
I'm staying. This place just means too much to me to leave. And
I'm getting chills. Just.
And I'm sorry, but right now I just can't answer any other questions. You know, I would if I could, but just wanted you guys to hear it from me. He kind of repeated himself again. It's like, oh, yeah. Really pumped.
Well, you're the one talking, so we are going to hear it from you.
So weird.
Good for them.
I guess that was before they'd officially announced Freeman as
right,
the head coach.
Right.
So he couldn't – he knew they would want him to confirm that report, I guess, and he was just saying he can't do that. You know, got to wait for all the ink to dry and all that good stuff, I guess.
What did you think about the Heisman finalists? Did you even see this?
I didn't see the list. I saw
the four finalists are
some people tweeting about
Kenny Pickett.
People like that guy, yeah.
C.J. Stroud,
okay.
Bryce Young,
yeah,
he's gonna win it. And Aiden Hutchinson,
the Michigan defensive end.
Mm-hmm. Will Anderson did not make the list. Kind of surprising that Aiden Hutchinson did, but I guess they couldn't have two Bama guys on there.
They've done it before.
I guess that's true.
Matt Corral, robbed.
Was he?
Kinda. The numbers didn't really back up just how crazy of a quarterback he is.
Well, it's kind of a numbers game, though, right? Yeah, don't get me wrong. I think he's very, very good, and he'll get drafted high and make a lot of money. But Bryce Young, what he did to George, I mean, that sealed the deal, right? Had to.
Yeah.
I don't know. That fake slide might put Kenny Pickett back in it.
You know, it actually might. By the way,
Osmonds are one on signature moments like that, you know? Desmond Howard.
It's true.
The pose.
I saw something going around, though, that refs are now going to be shown that video and told, like, you can't. You blow the whistle immediately if they start that. Like, you can't do that.
Well, see, that's stupid.
That's just stupid.
I saw.
What if a guy tries to do kind of a juke move and
they think it's a slide? That's what. Can we do like a head tap maybe? Like, you tap your head, you just stop and tap your helmet, and that's like, hey, I'm done here. It's like a fair catch.
Some people called it cheating.
Cheating?
Like, I saw an interview on Twitter because Kenny Pickett actually quote tweeted it and mentioned it. Yeah, they said, like, the title was, did Kenny Pickett cheat against Wake Forest?
No, he used the rules to his advantage.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's genius football. It's like, as much as I hate Kiffin for having players go down every two plays.
Yeah, if it's not against the rules, you can't really get mad at people for doing it.
Anybody who says they wouldn't do it, they're just not a competitor.
It's like taking a charge. I mean, sometimes you really take one and get blasted, and sometimes there's not much contact, and you still...
You sell it a little bit.
You've already set
yeah.
up for it, and you sell it.
I was very good at that.
Were you?
Faking the charge?
That was my specialty. I probably took like four a game.
Four a game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just get ran over, fall down. Requires zero skill.
Zero.
Just a little heart and maybe some bruises later.
Yeah. Bring your own guts.
I mean, that's Hickman, really, in a nutshell. Just guts, all glory.
So if you fake a slide now, are they going to put that in the rule book?
I told you that I didn't think they could do it fast enough, but I guess they're showing that video to officials and saying, like, hey, you know, we got to.
Maybe they're just going to say, like what you said, they're going to rule that as you started your slide. Like, if any part of your body.
But I'm with you.
Like,
if you never slide, how did you ever start a slide?
Yeah. I mean, it's.
You know what I'm saying?
By definition, that doesn't compute.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. Huh.
That would be funny, though, if that one play was what won. I mean, think about it. If they beat Western
Michigan. If they were undefeated,
if they beat Western Michigan and win the ACC, they're in over Cincinnati. And that probably would be, you know, a Heisman-type moment, but because they're not in the playoff, it's like, well, no, not anymore. At least he gets to go to New York. He'll make the trip. That's Saturday. I don't remember the last time I watched a Heisman ceremony.
Yeah, it's
that this Saturday?
Saturday with the Army Navy games. It's always the same weekend, the weekend after the championship games.
Neat.
Yeah, I haven't
excited
watched
to not
it.
Watch it again.
Man, I can't even.
I don't know if
I don't know that I ever really sat down to watch it.
1997, I did, start to finish, every
really?
Second, and then Woodson. Yeah. I was out forever.
I don't even remember sitting down to watch that one. I remember.
Well, like, you were a little South Carolina fan at the time.
Well,
so.
I remember having it on different years for a minute or like, you know, recently seeing the clips of the guy getting announced like on, you know, on Twitter or highlight or something. But
no more. No more. Until
I might have watched the Larry Fitzgerald year, at least a good portion of it.
I'll watch it again if a Tennessee player ever gets back to New York.
Will you?
Did Larry Fitzgerald, he was a finalist?
Yeah.
Who won that year?
Oh, God. White?
The Oklahoma quarterback?
Right?
Yeah.
The running back from Michigan State, another complaint, him not making it this year. Kenneth Walker Jr., that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he not up there? Yeah, I knew he was from Tennessee. I mean, that team, if you take him off that team, they probably win 6 games.
Not a big enough brand. Kenny Pickett?
That just goes to show you that the awards, it's a stupid award. That means
well, if Michigan State had beaten Ohio State, like if he'd have been in the championship game, had more exposure. Yeah, right. Jason White, Oklahoma. Larry Fitzgerald finished second.
It was that year, though?
Yep, that's 2003.
That's a pretty good pull by me.
To Eli remember Manning that. Finished third. How about that?
Good for him. Pretty good for him.
Crazy class. That was the Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger class. Matt Leinart, too. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Of course, Leinart was a sophomore. Those other guys were seniors. They all got drafted same spot. Come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. It is Optimism Tuesday, and with the FanDuel Sportsbook app, you can turn every Tuesday into payday with TNT Tuesdays. Doesn't matter if you win or lose. FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back on every Tuesday if you bet $10 or more on a same-game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Got to be NBA on TNT game. $10 or more on the same game parlay, and FanDuel will give you $10 back win or lose. You can't beat that deal. Same game parlays let you combine the money line, point spread, player props, or more, and all into one wager. So obviously if you hit it, you have a nice little payday there, even on a $10 bet. And you're getting the $10 either way, win or lose. So many options with the NBA. You can go with all the different stats, rebounds, assists, points, over-unders. It's, you can build your parlay and cheer it on with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. And win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. It's FanDuel. We love it. You will as well. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. Get $10 back every Tuesday, win or lose, with TNT Tuesdays. And if you're new to FanDuel, just sign up with our promo code 3OUT to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more of this NBA season. That's promo code 3OUT. It's 3OUT on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
A lot of buzz out there. Russell has done the coaching search, like keywords, like a lot of smoke, hearing a lot of chatter.
Yeah.
But Jeff Lebby, potentially to Oklahoma as Brent Venables OC.
Okay.
What do you think about that? Lebby was with Heupel at UCF.
Yeah.
Has been with Kiffin, I believe, the last 2 years. I think that'd be a pretty good hire for them.
Yeah.
That would, if I was an Oklahoma fan, I'd at least be a little more confident in the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how much that hurts Ole Miss. I mean, I think that's his scheme, right? Like, that they run. I mean, it's, I know Kiffin's the quarterback guy and the offense guy, but I mean, they've been running Lebby's stuff, like the tempo.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The,
I think it's a combo of Lebby and what. I think Kiffin's been really good at adapting.
Yeah.
You know, kind of throughout his tenure. But yeah, I mean, Kiffin calls the plays. I mean, it's, I don't know if you worry about that. Heupel called the plays.
Yeah.
Has Lebby ever called the plays? Does it matter?
We may never know. We may never know. On the call tonight for Tennessee Texas Tech will be Dan Shulman and Jay Billis.
Ooh.
Nice.
It's the big game. It's the big ESPN
I like Billis.
Game. I do too. I like how much he hates on the NCAA and officials.
Yeah, he busts them
all the time. He just doesn't care. Really just does not care.
Him and Jimmy Dykes would be like my dream team.
Nate used to be in on Jimmy Dykes. I'm not sure where Nate stands now on Jimmy Dykes.
Well, they're both the same position. You know, they're both the analysts.
Yeah.
Maybe go three analysts.
Two
analysts and yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, three, I gotcha.
A three-man crew.
Three-man crew.
Might get a little busy.
Now, Jimmy Dykes, he just used to break down the game more, and now he just kind of cheers on both teams, and it's annoying to me.
He just wants everyone to have fun.
That's because he's such a nice guy.
Billis does a little bit of both. No, I think Jimmy Dykes is a nice guy. He tells that hilarious story about he's the backup point guard at Oklahoma State under Eddie Sutton, and the starting point guard played like, 39 and a half minutes a game, so he never got in. And the starting point guard blew a sneaker, basically. The thing just came or
Zion style
messed up or something, yeah. And he gets called up to Jimmy gets the coach yells, "Jimmy, get up here."
He thinks
he's going in, and he asks for his shoes.
Yeah. That'd be a letdown.
It's pretty funny.
Do you want to know Rick Barnes' career record against Texas Tech?
Sure.
33-4.
Ooh, that's right. Former rivals, I guess.
33-4.
Was Texas Tech had Bob Knight for a little bit, right? Back in the day?
Yeah, they did. That's right.
On the reboot. I don't know if they were good for a minute, I think.
Mark Adams of Texas Tech, this is his sixth year as a D1 head coach. He is 50-91.
Where was he before?
I'm not sure. He is 6-1 in his first year, obviously, at Texas Tech. I mean, so that's not bad, but 50-91 overall, especially with what you were coming off of, a little surprised at Texas Tech seeing that record that's the way they decided to go.
Chris Beard was at Texas Tech for 5 years, and of course they were pretty good. Tubby Smith was at Texas Tech.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
2013 to 2016.
I forgot about that.
They had 1 year of Chris Walker, 11-20. Yikes. They had 1 year of Billy Gillespie, 8-23.
Whew. Billy, I don't remember that.
Mm-mm. They had 3 years of Pat Knight. That's Bob's kid.
Mm-hmm.
They were not good then. They made one NIT quarterfinal. They were only 3-5 wins in conference each year. 3-13, 4-12, 5-11. Yikes. Their overall records were only one season above 500. So he was terrible. Bob Knight actually had success like immediately and then flamed out. He had four good years, I'd call it. Made the tournament, then just missed the tournament, then went to the second round, then went to the Sweet 16. And then after the Sweet 16 team, just fell apart. Well, yeah, terrible year. They made the tournament one more time, another terrible year, and then his son took over.
Good to know.
So I don't know. Rick Barnes probably beat a lot of bad Texas Tech teams. Not that that is a bad thing for Rick Barnes. I mean, you beat who you play, but.
But you got to take care of business. That's what we got to do tonight. I'm a little surprised that Kimbaum has it that close.
1-point game.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what analytics he uses, but he had us, losing by one to Villanova? Right? Wasn't that?
Something like
that.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Pretty close in that game. We just kind of got manhandled. I still haven't seen it, so.
Didn't happen.
Like I said, in my mind, Tennessee's undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do that, by the way, Hickman.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just never accept reality.
One of the lines.
I accept all the wins.
One of the lines says Tennessee is a 3.5-point favorite tonight.
I told you, I think FanDuel's 4.5 now.
All right.
So we'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that Maryland, their coach stepped down? Mark Turgeon?
Oh, yeah, that was like last week, right?
Yeah, I guess late last week, over the weekend.
Huh. How come? Were they just falling apart?
I don't know. It just says effective immediately.
Okay.
Who was there before? Who was I thinking of before him? Famous Maryland coach.
Gary Williams?
Okay, yeah, that's who it was.
I don't know if there's anybody in between or not, but yeah, Gary Williams.
He's the one I was thinking of.
So.
Danny Manning is your interim coach.
Ooh. Tonight in the SEC, Kentucky hosts Southern, Georgia hosts Jacksonville, Vanderbilt hosts Temple, Missouri, Eastern Illinois, and Arkansas, Charlotte.
A lot of big matchups in the SEC. Glad everybody's, carrying their weight in the conference with these big games tonight. Yeah. That's good.
Cupcake.
Really ramping up.
Week for And then Florida plays North Florida tomorrow.
North Florida, wow.
Another just Monday to Texas Southern.
I mean, North Florida, juggernaut.
Mm-hmm.
Respect Mike White for really going out there and scheduling tough. Didn't North he get Florida's he got an extension, right? He got to raise an extension in the offseason. So, yeah. That's amazing to me.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
No take backs. We'll come back. Final segment of the program next. Final segment of the day of the week. Optimism Tuesday edition of the program.
Nate, it's only Tuesday.
Final segment of the day.
Did you say of the week?
I think I did.
Yeah. You can't do that, man. That's confusing to the people.
That is
we
confusing.
Are not taking
See,
the rest of the week
no,
off.
You'll be here tomorrow.
You're used to hearing Rocky Top on Friday.
Yeah, that was it. It was a trigger, you know? Just like Pavlov's dog. Or dogs. I guess it was multiple dogs, right? I mean, you'd have to have a control group and an experimental group.
I would have to read into the actual
But, yeah, you played Rocky
depth
Top.
Depth of the experiment.
Normally that's a Friday thing because, you know, got football on the weekends. And
that had to be what weekends. Triggered your brain, though. Had to be.
It is the final segment of the program, of the show.
Of the day,
of
just not
day
of a
us,
week.
But
of today's
not,
show
right,
of this week.
Of the week.
Yeah.
So.
It's okay. We learn from our mistakes. We press forward. And we move into.
We will be here tomorrow.
Throwdown Tuesday in the garden tonight.
Be here to recap the. Somebody said two and out. I mean, if we're gonna do 2 days a week, pretty nice.
We barely get 2 days a week from certain people on a given week, so let's try to fill the time slot.
Hey, tomorrow is my last day of the week. Hope you've not forgotten that.
I haven't.
Okay, good.
I haven't.
What's your excuse?
Montana.
All right, just going to Montana.
Yep.
Just
randomly, what do you like? December.
Yeah. Just going out to Bozeman.
Ski trip.
I'm gonna probably snowboard one day.
Oh, nice.
So you don't have like a set itinerary?
Yeah, Big Sky, and yeah, there's no itinerary. It's just
going out, see the sights.
I mean, I could spend the whole.
You're not driving, right?
No.
Okay. Good.
I could spend the week at the Airbnb and not leave though.
Oh, did you guys get a sweet spread?
Nestled in between two mountain ranges on some guy's ranch, staying in his guest house.
Wow.
Nice.
What are you going to do, like some campfires and cowboy hats, things like that? Maybe a cattle drive?
I have a cowboy hat from my John Dutton Halloween costume from 2 years ago. I might have to dust it off.
You know, right before COVID, the Knoxville Airport was about to get nonstop flight to Montana. And then just never happened.
What's your flight schedule?
Got a layover in Atlanta, and then we have for like 30 minutes. And then so just hop off one plane, get on the other.
It's not really a layover. Like you're going to have to, that's like the biggest airport in the world. You're going to have to be hustling.
Yeah, you better be running shoes on.
4 hours in Minneapolis.
So you're going Knoxville to Atlanta to Minneapolis to Bozeman?
Yes.
That's the best they could do?
Yikes.
It was the cheapest. If you go from right. Dallas-Fort Worth to Bozeman.
Well, what time do you leave?
Like 5 in the morning.
And you will get there at?
Tomorrow.
No, tomorrow's his last day. Do you listen to the show?
I think we arrive at 1.
Sorry.
Okay, that's not too bad, really. Wait, a.m.?
No, p.m.
Never mind. 4 flights? 5? Okay.
Time change.
How long?
Gain
some time. I don't know, 2 hours, I think. How long did you say your layover was in Minneapolis?
Like 4 hours.
This math is not adding up.
I think
my head.
It's like realistically, it's like 3 hours and 37 minutes to be exact. But
thank you for the exact.
Round that up.
You're going 30 minutes in the Atlanta airport.
Yeah.
You flying Delta to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Of course.
At least that's more reliable than American. American out of Knoxville gets delayed all the time.
Mm.
Usually that's a Charlotte flight or whatever. I had to run.
I'll take your word for it.
Only made it because they delayed the next flight.
Have you looked up things to do in Bozeman?
Yeah, there's a really cool museum in Bozeman with dinosaurs and rocks and stuff. I think it's
rocks and stuff. That does sound great.
I think it's the History of the Rockies Museum. I've been looking up some great places to eat.
Is it called the Museum of the Rockies?
Yes, probably.
You gonna go fly fishing? It's Montana. It's like, I mean, I know it's December, but still.
The low the first 2 days we're there is going to be like 10 degrees.
Wow. No, it's only an hour from Bozeman to Big Sky.
It's nothing.
It's not bad at all.
Museum of the Rockies is the number one attraction in Bozeman, Montana. Mm. Number two, just downtown Bozeman.
They have a big M, too, on a hillside there, like overlooking the town.
Man, that's riveting.
Little hike.
They have the American Computer and Robotics Museum.
Probably won't be checking that out.
All right. A grizzly encounter.
No, that would be cool.
You got to do that. It's like a rescue sanctuary. Hmm. You got to go just to see how big they are in person. Let's see here. What else we got? Gallatin River, Gallatin Canyon. Public library. You can go and check out some books.
Yeah.
That'd be good for you.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's do these predictions real fast. What happens tonight, Nate?
I think Tennessee wins. I'm going to go 74-65.
I really like that. Ooh. I like that number. I like that. You got a score, Hickman?
I think it's going to be a little closer than that. I'm going 78-72, Vols win. Kennedy Chandler, balls out.
He's a PTP'er, man.
I think we're going to
Madison Square Garden.
I don't know if we'll score a bunch. I think we'll win by 10, though. I think we'll get the max net points here. Mm. I don't know. I did that for Villanova, though, too. Let's see.
You didn't watch it, though, so 72-61. Okay.
Our defense has been pretty sensational.
Been pretty good.
When, you know, we haven't been playing Villanova. Yeah. I think Kennedy Chandler, probably, I'm agreeing with him, puts on a little bit of a show. He realizes this is kind of a showcase game. You know, I mean, it's the Garden. It's legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying, a lot of careers get launched.
Yeah.
In
20 points, 6 assists, 4 boards.
That is a very specific stat line prediction. I'd take it. Sounds pretty good, actually. Allen Houston apparently going to be in attendance tonight. Tennessee and Nick Legend. So that'd be cool.
Makes right. sense that he'd be there.
Wonder if it'd be cool if like Bernard King, Ernie mm-hmm. Grunfeld. I guess Grunfeld's probably busy. But if Bernard King could show up, that'd be sweet. I'd be all in on that. But yeah, I think we're starting to hit it a little bit. Hit the stride. I could also see an out-of-nowhere performance tonight by someone. I just don't know who I would want to predict that being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Hatfield.
That's who I was thinking initially. I just don't know anything about Texas Tech and if they're good on the inside. What do you mean if he gets to play? He's going to play. He's going to get 23, 24 minutes.
Their tallest guy that plays
could be
a lot
Victor
is
Bailey.
6'8".
Who knows? He gets in Madison Square Garden. It's just green light.
Lights are on, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, that might
He's
be that.
Heating up.
That actually might be my pick for the sneaky out-of-nowhere performance. It might be VB.
Well, hopefully it goes well. He starts chucking. It's all or nothing.
Let's hope for all.
We'll break it down tomorrow. The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.
Apex Pest Control is your